Years back, there was a commercial that ran on TV. It was from one of the big insurance companies. I believe it was Geico. And in the commercial, it starts out, it's a young father pushing his little son on a swing. And as he pushes the kid forward, the kid goes out of camera range and comes back. And the father pushes him again, and he comes back. And the third time, he pushes him out of camera range, and back comes a grown man that plows his father over, knocks him down. And the tagline of the commercial is, "Life comes at you fast. You better get Geico." Which is a good idea when you think about it, when it comes to like life insurance, you gotta provide for your family in case you're passing. But it's always a good idea, no matter what the circumstance, to be prepared. As you all know, this is the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent is like a new start. We don't concentrate on the things of the past. We concentrate on now and into the future. That's what Advent is about. And Advent is about preparation, being ready. Now, the gospel, and this is, by the way, this is the Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first Sunday of the new year. It's cycle A, and we concentrate on Matthew's gospel. But before that, for the last few weeks under Luke's gospel, he'd been talking about the end times. And in part of it, he talks about, was it 2 weeks ago, that Jesus says that there will be wars and insurrections and all kind of things that are happening, which have happened, but it doesn't immediately mean that the end of the world is here, but that the end of the world is coming, and that these are signs that are going to happen. So we don't know exactly when it's going to be. When pressed, Jesus wouldn't say. He just told us of these signs. Now, when it comes to predictions, there's a lot of people try it, including myself, when it comes to predicting football games and stuff like that, and very few people get it right. Yeah, some might for a while, but things seem to even out over time. It's the same thing with elections. You got polls that are taking. People are trying to tell you what's going to happen coming up. Sometimes they're right, but a lot of times they're wrong. And that's what people, you try to predict the end times. And there are a lot of people, I remember a few years ago, 13 years ago to be exact, 2021, or 2012 I mean, 12/21/12 was the date forecasted for the end of the world. Somehow through scripture, they surmised this is the calculation when the world would end. Well, they were wrong. As you know, it didn't happen. Now, I like the story of St. Francis of Assisi, who was hoeing his garden one day. And people asked him, "What would you do, St. Francis, if the world was going to end at sunset?" His reply is, "I'd hoe my garden." St. Francis was prepared. He lived a life of faith. He knew there was nothing he could do about it, but he would just continue doing what he's doing. And that's preparedness, being ready for the end of the world or your own personal demise. It's always good to be ready. Now, we're all ready, and as far as starting to get ready for Christmas. In the second reading, St. Paul talks about putting on, getting rid of the darkness and putting on the armor of light and getting prepared, getting ready. We spend our times in the coming weeks stringing lights and shopping and baking and doing all the things that prepare ourselves for the coming of the anniversary of the coming of Christ. But what are we doing for the second coming of Christ? Are we prepared like St. Francis of Assisi, where if we know it's coming, we know we're ready. We know we're concerned. St. Paul also talks about putting away the pleasures of the flesh, the pleasures of this world, and concentrating on your faith. Concentrating what, in the long run, is really important. I know I like to do a lot of eating this time of year. My wife is already starting to bake the Christmas cookies, and there's a lot of pleasurable things that come up this time of year. But maybe it's a good idea in getting ready, while you're stringing the lights and getting all that stuff, to concentrate on your faith life. Prepare. Increase your prayer. Maybe just turn everything off for a while. All the Christmas carols, all the Christmas shows, the TV, stuff like that. And talk to God to prepare, to be ready, so that you establish, you do something in this lead up beside the pleasures of the flesh, to be able to get ready for not just Christmas in a few weeks, but also for the second coming of the Lord, because we don't know when that's going to be. So, again, we can't predict. Nobody can. So why even spend the time worrying about it, trying to? It's just best to be prepared, because life comes at you fast.